Good morning. We are talking with Chad Abram, City Administrator for Prairie du Chien, regarding the Common Council meeting on Tuesday night. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning. Sorry about a little hiatus, but everybody needs a vacation once in a while.
You know, we'll give you, we'll cut you some slack.
Megan took care of the meeting for me. It was a pretty smooth meeting that week when I was on vacation up north. So.
And I was going to say, I was probably so busy getting ready for County Line.
Correct.
I was like, well, I think I messaged you and I said, was there a council meeting this week? Was it last week? Was it 2 weeks ago? I'm messed up. So either way, we're here talking about the meeting on Tuesday evening. And I know one of the big things, and this isn't just a Prairie du Chien problem.
No.
I have seen this across the board in a lot of municipalities that are now all of a sudden taking proposals for wastewater and recycling services.
Yes. So our contract with Republic
expires
at the end of 2026. So a few months, everybody. So we went out for RFPs. We received, Lori, five RFPs from different entities, Waste Management, Republic, Herders or Harders out of La Crosse, GFL, which is out of the Viroqua area, Vernon County. That's what, 3-4, and then Kleesner Sanitation.
Okay.
And so we got the bids. The bids were due on the Thursday before I left on vacation.
Okay.
And to keep the suspense, when they were all due at 4 o'clock, I had Megan Pedretti lock them in the safe until I returned from vacation.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to open them before I went vacation.
Yes, because that's all you would have thought about on vacation.
Yes. So when we returned, myself and Nick Gilberts, the Public Works Superintendent, and Vicki Waller, the Finance Chair, opened the bids. And the low bid was from Kleesner Sanitation.
Okay.
They're based out of Farley, Iowa.
Okay.
They,
a good Iowa-based company.
Good Iowa-based company. I knew that was coming in here somewhere. Yes, they were the low bid. It's going to be a slight increase, but we haven't had an increase in price in probably 3 years or better with that locked-in contract with Town and Country and then switched over to Republic. However, they were the low bid. It's going to be... There'll be more information that we'll talk about when it gets closer, but their goal is going to be one day.
Oh.
So right now it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Oh,
and it's going to be one day for waste and recycling.
Okay.
And then recycling will be every other week.
Oh, okay. That's how I have it right now.
Yes. And they'll do yard waste as well. And that might be a separate, that might be a separate day.
That's key.
Yep, might be a separate day for the yard waste and the bags like we currently are doing. But Kleesner was very good. They made five visits during the RFP process to the city of Prairie du Chien to tour and to meet with myself and Nick. And
you know, see what they're getting into.
Yeah, they actually, you
get a lay of the land.
Get a lay of the land, see what's going on. You know, asked about peak times of traffic in the early mornings and so they can plan on their routes. So, yes, they were awarded the bid last night. I'm going on and on and on. But in the future, in the very near future, there will be a public information meeting that they want to host. We might host it at the PAC Center. We might host it at the library. Can't host it in the community room because that's where the police live now. so we're going to have a PIM in the very near future. So we're happy to... start fresh with a new company in 2027, and that is going to be for 5 years. It's a locked contract for 5 years with a 3% increase each year to the base of the. It's roughly it'll be to the owners of the residence. Your totes, your garbage will be roughly between $17 and $18 a month in 2027.
Okay,
which is very low compared to what people pay outside of the city for their own private residential garbage collection.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and a couple other things you wanted to talk about, and I know we've talked about this one a lot, is the motorized scooters and that.
Yeah, the whole...
They just keep...
It keeps coming back.
It keeps coming back.
So it went to the council when I was on vacation, and I came back. And I met with Megan. She said it's back. It's going back. And I met with Chief Tenor, and their concern was the Public Works Committee's concern was, what about kids that are under the age of 16 and they want to ride their scooter to St. Gabe's.
Okay.
So the pool's good because we have the multi-use path, and that's going to be part of the trail system. So adults can use that as well. So I said, all right, how about if we do this? If we allow anyone under 16, so 15 and under, can use the sidewalks, but pedestrians would have the right of way if they want to get to St. Gabe's or so forth. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you have to use the road or the multi-use path that's on, mm-hmm. which is with the ordinance for Exhibit A. So basically the path that gets you to the high school, to Bluffview, yep. to the pool, around on the bypass, out to the airport, you can use that. Otherwise, it's on the street. The only restriction, and this is the restriction, I just saw it walking here today and I yelled across the street to some lady on her bicycle, no e-scooters, no bicycles, no e-bikes, no rollerblades, no rocket ships, no anything on the sidewalks from Maine to Illinois on Blackhawk Avenue.
You know, it's funny because you and I had this conversation. I think we talked about it on Coffee with Kyle. And, you know, I was like, why are they making such a big deal about these e-bikes and scooters? And after I've had these conversations, I've been driving around the city and I'm like, oh, that's why.
Yes, they're here.
They're everywhere.
They're here. And there's,
and I've seen them on Blackhawk.
There's places that are renting them now.
Yes, and I've seen them on Blackhawk, and I've seen the exact reason why they're not on Blackhawk, because I watched them almost take out people coming out of an
business.
Establishment.
Yes.
And I was like, you know, in my car thinking I'm going to watch.
So that's why the restriction on Blackhawk Avenue.
I get it. And I witnessed it.
That Blackhawk Avenue restriction has been in place forever with
yes,
bicycles.
Yes.
I mean, back in my days of policing, they weren't allowed. And I stopped a lot of young kids. Say, listen, you just got to walk your bikes yep. on Blackhawk Avenue. I know yep. you're going down fishing at the slough, but please walk your bike. I don't want you to hit somebody or get hit.
Yes.
Because we did have a pedestrian get hit when I was on vacation. It was by a car. Unfortunately, it wasn't by a bike, but still, there's that possibility. So e-scooters are going to be in effect. Everything will be good. It was passed unanimously, 8-0. So just to the listening public, not on the sidewalks on Blackhawk Avenue. You
yes.
can ride up and down Blackhawk Avenue on the streets, but not on the sidewalks. And then the next ordinance that's right below that, Lori, on the agenda is the ATV-UTV ordinance.
Yes.
So this came as well, was discussed at the meeting when I was on vacation. Right now in our ordinance, it reads that you cannot operate a UTV-ATV between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. That was established by the council when we allowed UTV travels on the roadway here in Prairie du Chien. We based it on like the train horns. You can't,
yeah.
What we have for the train horns for 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. But as now, as times progressed and people have shift work and they work third shift and they work different hours mm-hmm. or second shift, they use that as their means of transportation. So if you work from 2 to 12 or 10, yeah. whatever, if you're a late shifter, you can't ride your UTV to work. And a lot of people use those,
mm-hmm.
You know, less on fuel.
Yeah.
So the council did last night approve that one small section. Everything remains the same except for the times. Is 24 hours.
Okay.
So they're allowed 24 hours a day, just like a regular car or a truck or a motorcycle. There's no time restrictions because there was a, when I got back from vacation, there was a benefit at the, or a birthday party, excuse me, at the Eagles Club. And somebody brought me a thing to sign to get it to be more than past midnight. I'm like, well, first of all, I can't sign it because I don't live in the city and I don't own a machine. So,
yeah. And I'm also the city administrator.
Yeah,
I think
I'm not going to sign that.
Yeah.
So, but unbeknownst to them, this had already been discussed at Public Works. And in fact, I had a couple phone calls on vacation about it. And I'm like, yeah, if Kyle's okay with it as the police chief, that's the first person I'm going to talk to, Lori. If he's okay with it, and then I'll just take it to the council, and if they're okay with it, hey, that's what happened. So you can drive them 24 hours a day.
Yeah. And I know there are some things in closed session.
Yes.
And I'll let you kind of talk about that.
Yeah, open session. In open session, so a couple things. Dan Key had resigned as a municipal judge.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking to retire, and he always said he was going to retire in the middle of a term so he could appoint or offer mm-hmm. someone to go into his place. We didn't think he'd do it this fast. However, Lydia Tease was appointed and as municipal judge to fulfill, not his term, she is going to fulfill until the spring, which there would have to be a special election in the spring. So come spring, Lydia will have to make a decision if she wants to be on the ballot or not. She'd have to go get the signatures anybody else. So she was taking over for that position for the municipal judge. Additionally, Jacob Atkinson, who was working for us for just about, a couple years, just under 2 years, had resigned and took a job somewhere else. So we did get authorization to post for that. So we are hiring a street operator currently. It's not listed anywhere on the webpage yet, but it has been sent to the paper to be published in the paper for the next 2 weeks. Applications will be due towards the end of August for personnel committee to review. So hopefully to get that position filled before the winter months come, because we're going to need all hands on deck, yeah. Of course, because of the snowfall.
Yeah.
I know, snowfall, right?
Ooh, I don't like talking about that. Right. Anything else we need to add?
Just a couple updates, two small updates. The roundabout project, they are looking to have that completed phase one by the middle of this month of August, and then that will be open again, and then it'll transition to Iowa Street. So Iowa Street, well, you'll still be able to come across from Iowa,
yeah.
But you'll only be able to take a right-hand turn onto the bypass.
Yes.
So you won't be able to go straight towards the Marquette Road. Yes. You'll have to take a right on the bypass, but you'll be able to get flow through to Iowa just fine, like you did before, except for the roundabout. And also mid to late August will be the start of Illinois Street Project.
Okay.
So that's going to be happening. And we, I went on vacation, and the city attorney went on vacation. So when I returned, she returned. She had gone through the review process. There's one more review process of all the contracts that she needs to sign off on for the USDA as part of our funding, to getting the funding from the USDA. It's one of the stipulations because of the BABA, Buy America, Build America. She had signed off on that. That has been sent to Mark at SEH, our architect and design. And now he's on vacation for this week.
Everybody's on vacation. Yeah, you think it's summer or something?
Yeah, right. So we're hoping to get those all approved and sent. And Nate Gilberts and I are very optimistic that there will be, or confident more, maybe more confident than optimistic, but confident that there will be shovels in the ground at that property this month.
Awesome. Awesome.
Or at least some equipment being brought in.
I like it. We can stop talking about it.
Yes.
Except for like the progress on how far it's
building.
Come.
Hey, yeah. Lori, guess what?
We're building it. talking with Chad Abram, the Prairie du Chien City Administrator, wrapping up the Common Council meeting from Tuesday evening. Next council meeting is on the 18th.
Yes.
So we'll be back with a recap again then. Thanks to Chad for joining us this morning.